Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and our guest today is Peter Appel, Administrator of the Research and Innovative Technology Administration within the U.S. Department of Transportation. Also joining us from IBM is Kunal Saravanshi.
Peter, could you tell us about the Department of Transportation's largest university program, the University Transportation Centers? To what extent does the UTC program contribute to transportation research, education, and technology transfer?
Absolutely. Well, the UTC program was formed in 1987, which was the year that I got my master's degree from what became a university transportation center. And so I've been pretty familiar with the program for a long time. And it is making very significant contributions. There are about 60 different university transportation centers representing well over 100 universities of every variety, whether they be large engineering schools or smaller and very diverse set of universities and colleges across the country. It's about basic transportation research. It's about applied research. University transportation centers are doing work in pavement technology. They're doing work in human factors analysis. They're doing work in logistics and optimization of freight flows. And there are just such wonderful faculty and graduate students and undergraduates that are playing such an active role in advancing transportation research at these centers that it's having so many spillover effects beyond just generating research output. Yes, we want university programs to help with public policy research, and graduate students at great universities can be a huge contributor to transportation research that will help with public policy. But university transportation centers contribute so much more than that. They lay a groundwork for the transportation workforce of the future. Our transportation workforce is going to face huge challenges 10, 20, 30 years out at every level, whether it be the engineers that are designing complex transportation systems to the maintenance workers that are maintaining future rail transit cars. At every level, the requirements on that transportation workforce will be more complex and in many senses greater than they are today. And we need to prepare our workforce for the future. This administration has already announced more than $10 billion of investment in high-speed rail for the future of the U.S. And yet, we all acknowledge that the U.S. has not been the leader in high-speed rail. The leaders in high-speed rail have often come from Asia and from Europe, and we have a lot of ground to cover to get really good at high-speed rail, and that includes workers at all those levels I talked about. Yet, the number of graduate programs in this country that deal with railroad engineering has dwindled over the years, and there are extremely few of them left in this country. We need to look at those kinds of things. We need to say, what kind of transportation system are we going to have 10, 20, 30 years from now, and what are we doing in our academic programs to prepare us for that? And the UTC program plays a critical role in doing that.
Peter, I'd like to transition to the future. Would you give us a sense of some of the key trends that will impact the U.S. transportation system in the next 2 to 5 years?
Sure. I talked about trade. The growth of international trade as a proportion of GDP is significant, has almost doubled in little more than a decade. That creates high growth at our ports. It creates high growth in our intermodal transportation networks, whether it involves ships or trains or trucks or intermodal or any other kind of freight infrastructure facilities. And so we need to be aware of the impact of changes in the structure of our economy and changes in the levels of trade in every region of our country. Globalization kind of ties in with trade, that the truck shipments, the containerized shipments moving forward, not just in the next 5 years, but in the next 20 years, are going to be such that we need to do a lot of things to increase our capacity to handle it, whether that means getting more efficient at our existing ports, potentially expanding ports, potentially looking at ways to find alternative transportation routings so our current congested corridors don't get further congested. coming down to sort of a more of a local level, we need to make our communities more livable to tie into a trend of greater and greater urbanization. Every year, the proportion of the American population that lives in urban areas goes up as a share of total population. And this can have tremendous positive impacts for our transportation system. It means that more and more people are living closer to affordable transit. We want to ensure that people can live near transportation offerings other than just a car. And that ties into another trend we've witnessed. It's one of the most interesting trends I've seen in transportation in the last few years is fewer and fewer people, young people, are getting driver's licenses. In the last several years, the proportion of teenagers getting driver's licenses has dropped by approximately a third. What we're seeing, this relates partly to urbanization. If you're close to an urban area and a transit line, you have less use for an automobile. But also, people are finding more transportation alternatives, and they're less reliant on the automobile to get where they're going. Now, there are still tremendous applications for good, solid automotive technology, but there also are alternatives out there, and we as DOT want to ensure that the public has access to all of those different alternatives. And what we're seeing is a lot of them are choosing to take that alternative to the automobile.
Great. Peter, we've had a wonderful conversation today. It's been very insightful and educational. And with that end, I'd like to ask you, what advice would you have for somebody thinking about a career in public service?
I think more than anything, get into an area of public service that you're passionate about. If there are issues you're passionate about, whether it be energy or the environment or the economy, if you decide to go into public service, whether at the federal, state, or local level, go into an organization that does that. Go into an organization where you care about the output and the public policy implications of the organization you're in. Because if you do that, you're going to enjoy your job, you're going to contribute a lot more to your organization, and you're going to have a lot more of an impact overall in society.
That's wonderful advice, Peter. And I'd like to thank you for joining us today. But most of all, Kunal and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you very much. And I really appreciate the opportunity to discuss this field. And I encourage everyone to learn more about what we do at DOT and what we do at RITA. You can go to rita.dot.gov and learn about everything I talked about and a whole lot more.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Peter Appel, Administrator of the Research and Innovative Technology Administration within the U.S. Department of Transportation. My co-host from IBM has been Kunal Saravanchi. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thank you for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.